Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on OM Times Radio.
So hi, everyone. Welcome to OM Times Joy of Business Radio Show with Simone Millicis, normally, who is not here today. She is traveling in Malaysia. So this is Emily Russell. I'm part of the Joy of Business team, doing a lot of the social media and marketing and promotion. And today I have with me three Joy of Business certified facilitators. We have Lolly Hancock, Katarina Nilsson, and Heather Nichols. All over the world. Katarina is from Sweden. Lale and Heather are both from the States. And today we're going to be talking about actually choosing the joy of business. So all of us have something to contribute, and we'd love to just give you kind of what we've experienced and what we see in the world with joy of business. So thank you guys all for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So as we were getting started for this show, we have a bunch of different technical issues. I couldn't quite figure out how to record it. We have Heather, whose landline isn't working from her home, so I think she's calling in from her car. And then we were talking about, like, the choice to actually have joy during all of that sort of stuff. So let's start there, because we talk a lot about choice in Access Consciousness and Joy Business and a lot of the tools we use. And it does really start with you choosing something different. A lot of people see business as not fun or stressful, and it's really just how we choose to really function in business and create. So does any of you guys want to talk about that?
Sure. This is Heather with a frog in my throat. And I think it's like part of it is just really getting that we can actually make anything fun and an adventure. And like, I am sitting in my car and I have this incredible view of the mountains in Colorado where I live. And so rather than, you know, choosing to be like frustrated that my technology isn't working at my house, it's like, oh, I get to sit and look at the mountains and have a breeze coming in through my window on this beautiful morning. And I think for me, like, once I really got that joy with anything, and joy with business was actually something that I could choose, it changed so much for me. Because I think a lot of times we kind of have it set up the other way around where, we think that we have to create a certain thing, like a certain amount of money or a certain reality or, you know, something that we desire to have, and then the joy will come. And instead, like, flipping that and actually going, no, joy is actually a choice, and it is a generative energy that creates business, that creates money, that creates, you know, like a fabulous life. And it can actually be my primary choice, really. And that has changed everything for me.
Oh, that's so cool. So, can I add something?
Yeah, please.
That, talking about that the joy is just a choice. So what would it be like for everyone and for you if you're willing to function from possibilities instead of from problems? So everywhere something comes up, a hurdle or a seemingly, you know, problem-like situation. So what if we can ask, so where is the fun here? Where is the ease here? How can I go around this with total ease? And not be willing to go into situations from the perspective that it is a problem, but hey, so I wonder where's the advantage here for me, or where the possibilities are here. That makes it much more ease and much more fun and joyful for me, from my perspective.
Yeah. Hey, Emily, can I just say something here too?
Go ahead, Lale.
This is Lale. And, you know, you guys, I know that a lot of times when people are listening and we're even saying the word joy, they don't even know what that even means in business. And I love the way you guys shared it because it really could mean so many different things to different people. And one of the things that I realized is I've always really enjoyed business and growing teams and growing my business and sharing whatever it was, whether it was a service for me working for another company or creating programs or whatever it was. And I think a lot of times it really is also with you. And no matter what's going on with anyone around you, you don't even have to be the leader of the organization or the program or anything, but when you are willing, like Katarina said, to look at it differently, like say, okay, there's a lot of turmoil going on. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of scenarios. There's a lot of things that aren't working. But you also have the choice that moment to say, you know what? Okay, that's how it is right now. But it doesn't have to be that way 5 minutes from now. And one of the things I found is I had some of the most brilliant employees that worked for me in the technology company. And they were great at solutions, but sometimes they needed the assistance of someone who was willing to look at it from another way. And it's not always thinking positive that did it. It really was like, oh, great. Okay, this is the challenge. Now what? You know, now what else can we do with this? And one of the things that I just love, one of my favorite tools with Access Consciousness is what else is possible here we haven't even considered that can allow you to just take whatever is going on and spin it, you know, allow it that you can see or feel the difference of what else can be happening here. So that's just something else I wanted to share.
Well, that's just, I was totally going to ask you that question of like what tools or questions for people. Like you said, I think so many people don't know, like joy and business, you know, in the same sentence doesn't make any sense. And kind of, I was just having a conversation last night with a family member, kind of this reality who started a new job and it's already, she's amazed at how slow everybody is, right? And so the conversation was, well, how great you have a job that you can like sit at and really not be tired at the end of the day and not do much, even though you don't like it. How lucky are you that you get to not be tired and then you can come home? And I was like, wow, what an interesting version. But I realized like how much of, you know, there was no acknowledgement of, wow, what if you actually love to create quickly? What if that's fun for you? What if a job, you know, that kept you excited and creating would be fun? It was more like, oh, let's be grateful that it's really boring and that everyone moves slow and you can come home from work and then create your life. So what any of you guys like to talk about kind of if someone is in this reality, what even, like where you even begin if they're not seeing the joy of it or that's their kind of reality, where you would go from there? Who wants to take that one on?
Yeah. It's Lale. I'm happy to take that. Actually, you know, it's funny when you say that to me, it brings up one of my clients that I was working with, actually still working with, and she's a dentist. And for her, she's a go-getter. But she realized literally how much she was slowing herself down to be like her client, her patients, or the industry of dentistry that all you do is do, you know, go into your office, see patients, work all day, and leave. And there was no joy in what she did. She was struggling financially. She was having health issues. And it really was just even talking with her and having her see her true talents and abilities were beyond that. You know, the career name she has, being a doctor or dentist or whatever that was, and like all the things she actually enjoys doing. And let me tell you, it is hilarious. This woman now is a dentist who travels around the world, not doing dentistry, but actually enjoys traveling around the world at least once a month. She has grown her practice so that she can have dentists there. She's created a lipstick and she gets to play with that as another product and another revenue stream coming into her company. She met Oprah, which was one of her big targets in life. She was on TV 2 weeks ago sharing, you know, having dental care and just healthier wellness in your mouth. And one of the things that I love is like seeing the transformation when people realize I don't have to do it that way. Business doesn't have to be that it's run one way. Business doesn't have to be that I have to be the one there 24/7. Or, you know, just like the concept, but like it really isn't just business. It's who you're willing to be in life. That also is the adventures of you having a business. So, you know, when you were talking about this person, like, I, not to change her, but I'm wondering, like, how much has she, like, learned from others that that's a cushy job? That's, like, how lucky are you to have that job? And then if she was or he was willing to actually see all the gifts they have, and sure, they could do that job that way, but what else? You know, what else could they be bringing into the organization? And what other ideas do they have? And you get to actually see people transform, which is one of my favorite parts in all of this, is like their face lights up, their body lights up, they're more relaxed. And my client is no longer facing the health issues she used to have when she wasn't happy in her business, which is really interesting how they're all related.
That, this is Heather, that just brings to mind a tool that I really love, which is, well, just the question, what can I add to my life and what can I add to my business that would create more or that would make me money or that would bring more joy? You can ask anything. But what can I add? And because so much of the time in this reality, we're there's just this story that you don't want to do too much, you don't want to be overwhelmed, you need to have balance in your life, like the work-life balance kind of thing. And what I've really gotten over the years is that balance doesn't, for me, it's not, it doesn't really, it's not actually something that, I don't know, maybe it doesn't even exist, or it's not really something that I shoot for. There's something for me that's greater than that, which is a fullness of creation and life and living and an adventure and a, like, just to have my life and my business be, like, so dynamic and alive that it's sort of like, again, like, the joy of that is way more enlivening for me and for my business than any sort of balance that I might strike that is would be so temporary anyway. And I've seen people who have a similar situation where, like, people that I've worked with where they're in a job, they're in a corporate job or whatever, and
we'll have to pause for a moment. We're going to come up on our
Sorry.
First break. So we'll get back with what Heather was asking after the break. And we have two great questions. What else is possible I haven't considered? And what else can I add to my life? And we'll be back with Joy of Business Radio.
What if you are the only one who truly knows how to create your business and your life? This September, the Joy of Business is coming to Denver, and Simone Millicis will be giving you tools and practices to discover what works for you to expand your business and your life. The one-day seminar, Access Business 101, has no prereqs and is followed by 2 days of Access Business 102. These classes are for anyone desiring to create more. Join us at accessjoyofbusiness.com/classes. Is now the time to create what you know is possible but haven't been choosing?
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio, usually with Simone Millicis. Today, I'm Emily Russell, part of the Joy of Business team and also a Joy of Business certified facilitator. And today we have three other JCFs, Joy of Business facilitators, Lala Hancock, Heather Nichols, and Katarina Nilsson. And just before the break, we were talking about a question you don't hear a lot, like what else can I add to my life and add to my business? So many people, Heather, you mentioned like this idea of finding balance, or, you know, we hear a lot lately about simplifying life. And so do you want to talk a bit, like you were talking a bit about work-life balance, and Lala, you mentioned it with your client too. I mean, some people do go into health problems and have all this stuff if they're what this reality sees as a lack of balance. But I think we all look at that a little bit differently. Heather, do you want to keep talking kind of about where you were going? I don't know if you're going to go there or if you'd like to continue with that. Or something
yeah.
totally different.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I wasn't watching the clock. yeah. Well, there's a, because when you're trying to strike balance and sort of, you know, it's real, like there's a lot of like separation of, okay, well, this is my business and it's over here and this is the time allocated for that. And then this is my life and this is my family and this is, you know, it's like everything is separate in your life. And when we talk about living in access consciousness, it is this, to me, living is this dynamic space of creation and possibility and joy and your life as an adventure. And in business, we say enjoy business as the adventure of living. And living is, it's to me, it's a space of being and creation that includes everything, where everything gets to contribute to everything. And if you're trying to do balance, then everything has to be sort of separate. And, you know, there's, I see like scales where you're sort of weighing it all out. And there's a lot of control there. There's a lot of decision. There's a lot of like using our minds to try to figure it out rather than, hey, what if I was actually like creating this life and living and business that was really where I could receive from everything and everywhere and where all the different, you know, aspects of my life could contribute to each other and make each other greater. Like for me, being a mom makes my business greater and my business contributes to my children and my body and my relationship. And it's all part of this adventure. And then I don't have to, like, I don't have to try to manage it. I get to just be and create and add and play. And it's just, for me, it's just so much more fun. Oh, and the one thing I was just about to say before the break, too, is I've seen, just talking about people in jobs that are sort of boring or slow or whatever, I've had a number of clients who have been in that situation and they start adding things, like they might, maybe they start adding new businesses or new revenue streams, and they've created like, and it's been so fun to see this like so many times where somebody starts to create more revenue streams and they get their job to a point where they might be able to do their job in 3 hours. And then actually spend the rest of their day creating other revenue streams and creating their business. And some clients that have even created a reality where their employer gives them the okay. It's like, if you do your job and you're getting a 10 and you're doing a great job, then go for it, you know. And it's just so cool to see people create that rather than to be like, here I am, I'm stuck at my job and I have to be here and it's slow and it's boring. And then when I'm done, I can go somewhere else and do something else. So.
Oh, I love that. This is Katarina. So could I? So from the, I see so many people, also they're not willing to have ease and joy as their reality. So in this in this reality, it's kind of not, it's not a valuable product to be happy, to have an easygoing life, to earn a lot of money with little effort. So maybe it could be a good thing to actually take a look at, are you willing to have ease and joy as your reality, to function from possibilities instead of problems and drama and whatever you can buy into. And inviting the joy, as has been said, so what if it can be as easy as just taking a look at what a really lovely, wonderful, generative day you remember was like, and look at those ingredients of that magic recipe. So what is it that actually makes it enjoyable and delightful for you? And what can you add, as Heather said, what can you add every day to have that going even more? Even if it's just an ordinary day at work, not a weekend day with your family and friends or whatever. So also it's been said here that when we add things that we love and are really enjoyable for us, so much can change. And if I go to myself, a few years back I started to paint. So I run a business, was a consultant and started to paint, and suddenly I had so much more joy and so much more energy and so much more happiness in my business and in my life. And a few years after, what I see now is that my artistic work and my, you know, what actually just was fun for me, it is part of my business now. So that's like the example of the dentist that Lale told us about. I love that, to look at it and see, so what's my reality with joy? What's my reality with a joyful business? What could that mean to me? As you said also, Lale, with what does joy mean to me? And am I willing to have it?
That's such a great question, too, is am I willing to have it? Because like we kind of started talking about at the beginning, the choice of having joy in business. I mean, all those examples are so amazing. And I totally get, like, for someone who just, this is a foreign concept sitting there, it's almost like, how do they begin choosing it, you know? And Heather, I loved what you said about the not separating things. I mean, all of us, all four of us actually just spent 5 days at this amazing kind of Access Consciousness event for the foundation, and all of us had our kids with us. And so here we're, you know, we're at a class, we all have other businesses, we're all at this class, contributing to the class, facilitating, all this stuff going on, and letting it all contribute to each other, rather than, I know, as a mom, like as when I first had kids, I really, this reality's point of view was that they keep you from having the life you'd like to have, or, oh my gosh, I have to get on my computer and now I have to get you a snack, or like, and making it a difficulty, right, rather than a contribution. And now, like, if my youngest one wants to come sit on my lap while I'm doing work, I'm like, wow, I wonder what she's contributing to my business right now, rather, like, what is she aware of, rather than separating everything. And I think for me, I know that's been a really huge piece of choosing the joy, like rather than choosing the separation of the little boxes that all, you know, your different compartments of life. I really love all of that, you guys. It's brilliant. So what else? I would love, I mean, I get a lot of people that do listen to the show are looking for different possibilities and are looking for different things in business. And I don't know, how would you say you guys started? Have you always seen business as joyful? Or if you didn't, I mean, how did you change it? Or how have you even increased your level of happiness and joy when creating and in business? We've had some good questions that we've asked so far. And like, what else? What other tools do you guys use to access that?
So this is Lale again. It's funny. I've always had, there was always, even as a little girl watching my dad, he was the CEO of a textile company. And there's always this excitement in my life, like, oh my gosh, tell me more, dad, you know, kind of thing. So like for me, business has always been playful and fun. Now when I was a vice president of programs and services for a consulting company, there are moments that it really was not joyful for me. And I really wondered Monday morning, do I even want to get out of bed and go to work? And one of the most, this is a tool I use every day. It's not just in business. I use it in every aspect of my life. You know, the question of, like, who does this belong to? And I realized I wish I had this tool when I was still there. But there are moments where it really felt like I had a 1,000-pound weight on me, kind of like every time I wanted to step forward, it was about pushing me back. And, you know, how people got along or didn't get along. And, like, we all wanted to do something great for our clients, but then, like, everyone's, you know, points of view of, like, well, no, we shouldn't do it that way. And one of the things that I realized really is when you have something going on, whether it's this heavy feeling or whether it's just something doesn't feel right to you, you know, the question to ask is, who does this belong to? And it's not about you trying to figure it out. It's just about putting that question out in the world. And one of the things to ask is it mine? You know, is this my reality? Is this how I function in business? Is this how I'd like to grow my business? And then, does it belong to someone else or something else? And I have found that for me, 99.9% really is not mine. So when I am joyful, and joy doesn't have to be you're laughing the whole time. When I truly have joy in what I'm doing, when I am more light inside my body, when I am, you know, there's a spark in me. I can't really explain it, but, like, that spark, like, I know I'm being me. And the times when, you know, I've got, like, a little knot in my stomach or it just, there's some knowing I know that just something doesn't feel right or just sensing that it's not right, I know I'm no longer being in my world or how I would do business or how I would be as a mom to my kids or anything else. And that tool allows me truly to ask that question Monday morning when I'm ready to get out of bed. Ooh. And we'll come back after the break, right?
Thank you so much, Lolly. That's such a good one. We'll totally talk more about that one after the break. Thank you, guys. With Joy of Business on Own Times Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Is your current school not meeting the needs of your child? Have you been looking for a school that empowers your child to explore what he or she is truly capable of? The Access Possibilities School is an online school that offers a core curriculum in a totally different way. With frequent contact between teachers and students, the aim of Access Possibilities School is to nurture your child's unique gifts and to provide the best education available in a holistic way. To learn more about a school that can inspire and support you and your child, go to accesspossibilitieschool.com.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio with Simone Millicis, who is not here today. She is having her adventure of living in business on her way to Malaysia. So today I'm Emily Russell, Joy of Business Facilitator, and I have with me Lolly Hancock, Heather Nichols, and Katarina Nilsson, also Joy of Business Facilitators from all around the world.
And we're talking today about choosing more joy in business and giving you some tools to create that. And Lolly, before we went to break, you were talking about the question, who does this belong to? When you're having stuff going on at work in your life that feels heavy, and I can so relate to that. I used to teach high school, and I would be miserable like all Sunday, like dreading going back to school on Mondays. Sunday night was horrible, whether I had papers to grade or whatever it was, and waking up on Mondays was awful. And I did not have this tool at the time, and I really bought that all as mine and really thought, how many other people are waking up on Monday, not just the teachers I taught with or the students who are dreading to come to school, but like all over the world, who wakes up on Mondays hating what they're doing and hating where they're going? And just to ask that question, is this even mine? When we wake up, you know, we bought so much that everything we're feeling is ours. And if you just ask that question, it creates so much more ease in our world. That's such a good one for business. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, truly is one of my favorites. And it's so funny because, you know, so many of us are like, but if, of course it's mine. I'm miserable at work. I hate what I do. And I realize, like, so many people who come to me for coaching services or at something else, that really that's what they want to do, is they want to leave their current situation. They want to leave their marriage. They want to leave their job or whatever it is. And truly, just and by sharing this one tool with them, it's just amazing how much, like I said, like that 1,000-pound weight that I felt on my shoulders and my body, like vaporizes away when you realize, wow, I'm actually more aware than I ever thought I was. And it's not just that it belongs to somebody who's standing next to me. I'm just very much aware of that around the world. How much are we aware when we walk in a room if two people have had a disagreement, you know? Or how much do we know, like, when we walk into a boardroom, like, you know, the tension that's there between people? Like, we just have this natural knowing and this natural awareness. And so when we can differentiate it, like, I have so many situations where people are like, okay, I'm ready to quit my job now, tomorrow. What can I do, you know? And then they realize truly how much they love and enjoy what they're actually doing. And when they differentiate this tool, as well as, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting, is one of my other favorite tools. Because even though it may seem kind of wacky what's going on, there is something about it that's giving us information to change it. And so when they look at it, they're like, wow, I never realized it wasn't about me swimming into the problems. It actually was me standing and saying, oh, that's how it's being done today. What are other ways that we can actually create this where there is more ease, where we are able to get more clients to check it out or, you know, to join the program or whatever it is? Like, truly the question of, oh, what else is possible? You know, what is right about this? So they're like, all these tools can actually play together. It's not about separating them. Just like Heather was saying earlier, it's not about us separating pieces of our lives, because we're one piece. It's all of us. It includes our families. It includes our businesses. It includes the fun. It includes our car and traveling in traffic. And I mean, how many of you guys out there have been in your car and you don't know why? You were happy, jolly, you were singing along with the music, and suddenly you became really angry and you're frustrated about traffic and you're like, hey, where did that come from? And it is. I have to ask that question all the time. Who did that belong to? And I realize it's the people in other cars. So definitely can use that tool along a lot of different ways.
I wish I had that tool a few years back. This is Katrina. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I did not always have joy of business. Definitely not. So I was working for other people in a small agency. I run a naming consultancy business right now, and I worked for other people in the same industry. And I did most of the sales, most of the traveling. I worked and contributed a lot to their company. But what I can see now is that there was no gratitude for my contribution, and also, even more importantly, they had no wish for any expansion or doing things in a different way than they had always done. So they saw me more like I was more of a nuisance for them than a contribution, because I kind of rocked their worlds and make them have judgments of themselves, really. I did not see that. And what I did was that I created a lot of health problems because I didn't feel appreciated. You know, it was like, it didn't work for me. So I had and created chronic migraines, and it ended up with a really bad depression. And I couldn't work. And thank you for body for creating that. So when recovering from that depression, I realized that, oh, if I think I can do this as good as these people can, or even better, or at least in another way, maybe there is another possibility than creating all the time for them and for their business when they even didn't want that from me. So then I realized that, hey, maybe I can start my own business. And I never thought I could start a business and run a business, because I'm not really good at numbers. That was one of the obstacles I created for myself. So anyway, I did that, and I had other people helping with the numbers or whatever. And now I'm so extremely grateful for my choices. And after a few years in my business, it's a story of itself. I got pregnant at the same time as I created my business. So anyway, there wasn't always ease when creating and being in my business as well. But the change for me was when I decided to add painting, for example, because that was a joy and a delight and something that was really nurturing and caring and fun for myself and for my body. And that gave me so much more space and energy and happiness to create anything. So now I have three different businesses. And right now I'm walking on a lawn in the sunshine in Colorado in one of these beautiful adventures that I can invite in my life. And my son is sleeping inside. He's 7, and he's with me in these adventures. And it's beautiful. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all the different tools that we can use if we choose to.
That's such an amazing story, Katerina. Like, just because, wow, what our bodies can create. Like you said, getting you out of a job that you didn't want to work
totally.
At. Totally, yeah. Right? And the choice that showed up after that for you, and that, you know, I think a lot of people do feel like you were saying stuck in, like, how many clients do we all have that feel stuck in their jobs? Like, they can't choose something different. And if you don't make that choice, then your body can make it for you, which isn't always so much fun.
And it can change. It can change more with more ease and quicker than you can ever imagine. So what's required here that I haven't even considered? And hey, body, how can we change this? So there are many cool questions and tools to use.
And that tool that I think Lale shared, what's right about this? You know, what's right about this that I'm not getting? You know, if we could really get how much the universe and our businesses and everything just like truly desires to contribute to us, then it's like, what if truly everything could be a contribution to you? If it just becomes a tweak or a shift or a turnaround in your point of view, instead of going, wow, there's a problem here, it's like, oh, there's something that's asking to be changed. There's something that's opening up. There's possibilities showing up. What is right about this? What could I create with this if I didn't see it as a problem? And that is just such a huge game changer with business, because most people in this reality don't ever operate from that space. Like, business is really a problem-solving thing in this reality, rather than a creation of possibility.
Totally. Yeah. And this is Lale. I just want to add something else to that, because I had a client last year who came to see me, and he had prostate cancer. And he is an executive at a leadership center. And one of the things was really interesting when we were talking you know, a lot of times people go into the roots of the DNA, to where the problems are coming from. Like, oh, you know, there's no one who has cancer in my family, but I think I'm the starting point of that, and just where his conversations were going. And I think that's the other piece here is, you know, a tool is like, what if we didn't buy everyone else's story? What if we didn't buy everyone else's story to how business had to be, how you create your business, how you and your body are going to or not have an illness? So many people who have had family members with cancer will automatically think that they're going to have it as well. And one of the things I realized with this client is once we got into really the root of what was going on, not what he thought created his cancer, it really was his work situation. He was desperately trying to get out of his work, but being the executive, he didn't even know how to do that. And just like Katarina mentioned, but there's a twist here, he's still there. But it's going to what I was saying earlier, like when you realize your life doesn't have to be like everyone else, when you don't have to have the million-pound weight of the business on your shoulders by yourself, when you are willing to see, wow, what do I really enjoy doing? What do I enjoy creating? What do I enjoy adding to my business, to my employees, to my life, to my family? Like when you go truly to the joy of what brought you there and what's there now, it's amazing how one, he went to the Cancer Institute and they kept telling him he's not going to make it, but a year later he is healthier, happier than he ever was, and he ended up not really having to do a lot of what they had recommended. And it really is like, what if our bodies talking to us is not always about saying we need to get out, but it is a reminder to us to what we are doing to our body, what we are taking on in our lives that maybe we don't even have to. So, you know, for me, I include my body in everything I do. There is no business for me without my body. And so when we talk about including our businesses and everything, for me, it's like, let's not forget the bodies. And I do ask, hey, body, what's going to be fun for us to do? I love that.
I love that one. Thanks for bringing that up, Lale. And we have, this is our last break on Joy of Business Radio. We'll be back with you in a minute.
Would you like to make a difference in the world but don't know how? Do you think you'd have an easier time creating that change with or without money? Here's the thing. You have to be willing to value yourself and the services that you offer to start creating more money. My new online video course, Finding the Value of You and Your Business, is now online at udemy.com. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/Udemy Special. To get $20 off today.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to Joy of Business Radio with Simone Millicent, who is not with us today. She is
traveling in Malaysia. And so today we have four of us on here, all Joya Business facilitators, myself, Emily Russell, Lally Hancock, Heather Nichols, and Katarina Nelson. Thank you guys so much. I'm so grateful for this conversation today. We've kind of like covered so much about, we're talking today about really choosing the Joya Business. And so one of the things that keeps coming up, you know, a lot of the tools we're giving are questions. And we've all talked about, rather than going to like the problem in business or the answer, instead choosing something different and asking questions. Do any of you guys, like Lally, you were just talking about a question with your body, but there's so many. Do you just want to talk about the joy of asking questions and how that really changes whether you're going to work for someone else in a 9-to-5, whether you're creating your own business, like whatever that is, but switching to choice and question versus answer and, I don't know, conclusion and no choice.
I would love to. I was just playing with that. This is Heather. One of the things about sort of, because this is really a different, it's a very, very different space of functioning from and creating from when you are asking questions and being the question. One of the things that is just super pragmatic that I'm getting more and more, the more I play with questions and the more I facilitate other people to be doing that as well, is that I think a lot of times it seems like questions are sort of just this nice little thing that you can toss out there and be like, what else is possible? But have like nothing in your universe that actually truly sort of like gets the value of that, or like actually gets that questions have this incredible potency to create and to open us up to new possibilities. And so I wanted to just bring that piece in, because if we're asking questions but we don't actually like quote unquote believe that they work, like truly, you won't, it'll sort of just feel like this fluffy thing. And I think a lot of people, when you start playing with this, like if someone's been functioning from a lot, because business in this reality is very much about like having the facts, having the figures, having the information, having the education or whatever, the experience, and like really like the problem solving thing, but also like concluding what needs to be done in order to create something. And the dynamics of asking questions is such that truly when you ask a question, what really is going on is you're acknowledging in some way that there's something beyond what you know currently. And so to me, I always just remind myself that when I ask a question, I'm actually asking for something that's beyond what I can currently see or what I know is possible or what I can imagine. And I'm going, hey, universe, like this whole huge, amazing universe that has so many possibilities, so many of which we don't even know, we're not even aware of. Show me something I don't know. Show me something like that question, what's possible that I've never considered. It's like, show me something that is beyond me right now, or what I think of as me, right? And that is actually new, a new awareness or new possibility or a new choice or new information. And when we acknowledge that questions are actually that, rather than just this thing that you just say because it's cool to be like, what else is possible? You know, but you don't actually really get that there is anything else possible. It's a very different space that you're creating from. It's a very different space that you're asking from. And you will actually receive so much more if you are truly, and to me it's like that is truly asking questions, is when you're going, more please, that's beyond me, that I don't know, that I've not thought of yet, that I haven't considered yet. More please. I know this is an infinite universe, and the universe has my back, so bring it on. And I just, when we ask questions from that space, it's a totally different ballgame. And that's, to me, where the potency of questions actually really starts to sort of kick in. Rather than just as a fun little, cute little exercise. So I just wanted to toss that in.
That's so true. I have some friends who have like even read the Joy Business book or some of the other tools or things with Access Consciousness. And there's such a difference like in what you're saying than just going like asking a question and being that energy of like how kids ask questions, like with this like wonder and also and knowing that something is going to show up. But it's still the wonder and not having the control of what's going to show up. And that is so different from how many of us adults ask the question.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else wants to say something about that. Yeah.
I just wanted to add, this is Katarina, at this five-day event where we have been now. So I just heard one of the brilliant children there say, in like a comment to a grown-up saying, I wonder what it would take for this to change or something along those lines. And this kid said, well, it would take for you stop doubting that it's possible.
She's talking about my child. talking to me.
That's so
facilitating me on the way home from the airport.
Oh, my God. I adore your children. They are the next CEOs of the world. I love that because, so many people, even in business, say, oh, kids know nothing, or they say all these things. But do you guys know that there's been more 12-year-olds who have started small businesses in the last few years than anybody else? So, truly, these kids are brilliant, and they might have little bodies, some of them. Some of them have much bigger bodies than the rest of us, but, like, if we're really willing to see the gift of everybody, you know, I always tell my clients, you know, no one takes a job saying, I'm going to fail at what I'm going to do today. You know, just nobody does that. We all have a gift, or two, or three, or four, or five, or a billion, and it's about looking at truly, hey, what's going to work for me? You know, am I even going to excel in this kind of environment? Or is this really not what I'm looking for? And I think a lot of times in business, people take jobs because their parents told them to go down a track. Or a society said, if you do this, you'll get paid more. But they really don't choose the things that really bring the joy to them. And I think this whole thing about joy of business is like, it doesn't matter what it is for you. It doesn't have to be joyful for me. It's like, what is that for you? You know, what is it that will bring that excitement of you out? You know, businesses could be that it's fast, easy, you make quick money. It could be that you grow globally overnight, but then there's actually some doing involved in making that happen. And there's some being involved in making it happen. So, you know, I work probably 16 to 18 hours a day. But for me, it's not work. Yeah. It's truly that adventure. It is that fun. And I don't have to do the 16 hours every day. And it includes me getting my nails done because I tend to meet a lot of people when I get my nails done. So it's not just those hours in the office. It is part of your whole life and finding what are those things that get you to have some kind of joy in what you're doing. And knowing, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what if you could really wonder about that rather than answering that question? Like, be curious about it because nothing really tends to show up like we think it's going to. And if you, like, I imagine everybody listening could find something in their lives where that showed up as a surprise or not how you expected it to show up that was greater than what you could have imagined. And then there was, you know, maybe some gratitude or like, oh, I'm so glad it worked out like that and not like I thought it would. And what if your entire business and life could actually be created like that? And what part of what's required there is this, it is the space of wonder of like, what would be fun for me? What would be joyful for me? And rather than like making a list, and there, you may have a list and that's great too. And what else? What else would be fun for you that you've never even considered? Like a food that you've never tasted before and you taste it and you find out, oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite things in the world. You know, like that. Like what could actually show up to surprise you and delight you?
I love the conversation around children as well. This is Katrina. And it's been so beautiful to have children in the different classes, the Joya Business classes as well. They're a huge contribution, showing us grown-ups how it can be to have very few limiting points of views around money, for example. And what would it take for us to actually invite our children to show us more about joy of business, since this is the perspective of our businesses, our lives, and look at children how they play. And oh, this is not fun anymore. I throw this little yellow thing away, and I will play with this one. Oh, this is boring. I do this. Pop, pop, pop. They choose all the time. Every moment, what's fun and what's light and what's joyful for them and their bodies. And what would it take for us grown-ups, adults, to step into more of that and to get more inspired by our children, to include them more? And I just get this sense of actually my whole body is just, yes, can we do that more? Yeah. So that's what I would choose today, starting now.
Me too.
Me too. Me three.
Me four.
Right? And I love that. It's like when you do see the energy of kids or any energy in your life that's fun for you, like when you see something like, ah, oh, and it makes your smell or makes you happy or makes you smile. Like I've been asking for, like, what would it take to have that in my business? And just asking for those energies to show up, and not just your business, like every area of your life, but starting to identify those things, like Katarina, like for you painting or like including your body and all of that, and recognizing those things that do bring you joy and adding it into your business. So thank you guys so much for being on today. So
thank
grateful.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Have a
See you next day. Enjoy a business.